Raymond Dongsima is a man of law. He believes in order. So I think he's truly the right person for the job. For the last 14 years, the country has been run without order. And I know that he will be able to bring order to this nation. The Gabonese people are aspiring to a country where everybody will be respected, where everybody will abide according to the law. And I think that he can personify this kind of attitude. So I think it's a good choice. It's a good choice because it's also from the opposition. It's also allowing to legitimate the regime of the military. I wanted to see a sharing of power between the military and civilian. And today, the first step happened.
When you talk about you like to see sharing of power between the military and the civilians, do you think main opposition leader, Mr. Otta, might accept to serve in a transitional government?
I don't think he will accept any position because while he was running, he already said that he will not accept even becoming the prime minister. He's running for presidency of Gabon, and because he's running for that, he doesn't want anything else but the presidency of Gabon.
What do you think about the other development? The military junta has said that former President Bongo is free to move around, including even to leave the country. What do you make of that?
I know many of my fellow Gabonese will be saddened by this news, but we have to look at it objectively. In 2018, Ali Bongo had a stroke, and that stroke transformed him drastically. I truly believe that since 2018 up to now, Ali Bongo did not lead this country, but other people around him were governing Gabon in his name. And we have to know also that he's not doing well. I mean, his health is very fragile. So I think it's a good thing for him to go wherever he wants to go. The people who stayed behind and who actually spoiled Gabon, the people who did harm to the Gabonese people in his name, they will have to face the consequences and the justice of the country.
Thank you so much again. A pleasure to speak with you always.
Thank you so much.